Saturday, March 17th. Got into some schedule discussion this morning in normal Saturday of time killing. He's now decided he wants to meet with the congressional leaders, the full GOP leadership group, every 2 weeks, and then on the alternate weeks have bipartisan or special type meetings if we need to. Same pattern with the cabinet. Meet with the full cabinet regularly every 2 weeks, basically as a domestic council meeting. Then in between do cost of living council, CEA, NSC, and so on. Saturday, March 17th. President was covering congressional things, wants to concentrate now on first, time to think, second, hitting our targets, which at the moment are congressmen, and third, good photo opportunities such as the Soviet gymnast this coming week. He wants to consider an African trip in May since he can't do South America because Bill Rogers is going. Wants to try to develop some trips into the U.S. in April and May period, Chicago and some cities that we haven't done, a little bouncing around to show the flag. He had a long talk with Haig and said that he had confirmed that Kissinger had accused Haig of disloyalty to him in December and had really blown at him, which disturbed Al considerably. And the president sort of reviewed the Kissinger problems, re-raised the point that he had even hit me on parking his airplane in the wrong place, which he did the day he came back from one of the peace talks or his Hanoi trip or something, when he arrived just after the president and was furious because he didn't get any press coverage on his return arrival, blaming me for parking his plane in such a way that the press couldn't cover him. On the schedule thing, I reviewed with him my analysis of polls versus television appearances and the conclusions, which are very nebulous from that. He comes out deciding that the knickknacks don't do much for us, which of course they don't, that the press conference holds our present position but doesn't advance us, speeches, if they involve significant action, move us ahead a little, and action itself is the only thing that really moves us ahead. The concern is that we don't have any big action steps like the China trip and so on coming up in the next 4 years, so we're going to have to get our move on other bases and have to develop the ways to do that. At Timmons and Flanagan's urging, he called Wilbur Mills today to try to get him to hold off his tax hearings and take up trade. Mills made a deal with him, agreed to do it if Schultz would testify on tax first on April 30th, and then he'll cut off and shift to the trade stuff. I don't know whether that's a good or bad deal for us. Tonight was the Merle Haggard evening at the White House. President came out looking a trifle ridiculous, wearing a huge green bow tie, which he had borrowed from Freddie, the elevator operator, and was obviously in good spirits. Evening was pretty much a flop because the audience obviously had no appreciation for country western music, and there wasn't much rapport, except when Haggard did his Okie from Muskogee and Fight Inside of Me numbers, which everybody responded to very favorably, of course. End of March 17th.